Hi, cuties. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today we are here in studio. I am not thriving, but I'm surviving. I'm a little sick. If you can't tell, I sound like a literal man today. I don't know what happened to me this past week. It feels like I literally died and went to hell. Like, I'm not even kidding. I woke up and I thought I was in hell. I think it was the flu. I didn't go to the doctor. Honestly, I think the doctor is kind of a scam unless you're dying. JK, I'm not like actually anti-doctor. It's just, you know, when you have like a little bit of a cold and, you know, it doesn't look like you have strep or anything. My dad's a doctor, so he's able to usually help me figure out if it's a bacterial or a viral infection based on different symptoms and like the color of my snot and shit. That's so weird. But you know, he's able to, like, if it's a viral infection, you can't get anything to help it. Like, if you just have a virus, there's no antibiotics that are going to help you or anything like that. If it's a bacterial infection, antibiotics can't help. So that's when you go to the doctor and get antibiotics. But also, my dad is a doctor and he can prescribe me antibiotics. So sometimes I don't even go to the doctor. Unless I feel like I have like something bad, I'll go to the doctor. But I didn't go to the doctor. It's usually like I'll wait it out a couple days. And if I don't get better, that's when I go to the doctor. But if I'm, you know, slowly getting better, then I'm just gonna slowly get better on my own and I don't need to go to the doctor. In my opinion, it's a waste of my time and my money. So yeah. Basically, I think I had like the good old-fashioned flu, influenza. I don't know if it's A or B or C or D, but I had something, and I kid you not, I had every symptom in the book. Like, if you think of any cold and flu symptom you could, sore throat, headache, cough, stuffy nose, congestion, sinus pressure, eye pressure, earache. Did I already say headache? Because it felt like my head was on a literal stick in the ground and somebody lit it on fire like a torch. I had a neck ache. My neck was super sore. Like, I couldn't even turn my neck. It was so stiff. Like, every muscle and joint in my body felt like it was just broken. I don't even know how to describe it. I was so sore. My back hurt. My legs hurt. It was just a shit show, you guys. But I'm finally feeling better, so it's time to record a pod. This has to go up tomorrow, so it was a little bit of a time crunch. I was like praying that I felt better in time to get this episode recorded and up for you guys on time. Oh, I'm gonna throw up. Ugh, JK, no throwing up, though. That's good. No gastrointestinal stuff. No shitting, no diarrhea. Okay, why am I like this? Literally, why am I like this? But point is, I didn't have any, like, vomiting or anything. So that's good, because that would have put the cork in the casket or something? No, the nail in the coffin. That would have been the nail in the coffin for me. If I was throwing up and shitting myself while this was also going on. What is wrong with me? Lingering effects. I'm obviously very congested and nasally, so I sound like a dude. Hopefully you don't mind. Hopefully you're kind of into it. It'd be kind of cute, right? My ear is clogged. My right ear actually has no hearing. I'm kind of getting scared that I lost hearing permanently in it because it is not coming unclogged. My dad did prescribe me antibiotics, like just like amoxicillin. That's like standard ear infection stuff. So if there is an infection clogged shit, then that'll hopefully help it. So yeah, welcome to my life right now. It's all over the place already. Also, I don't know, is that legal for him to prescribe me medicine? I think so. Hopefully I'm not outing him. Love you. Love you, Dave. Yeah, so today's episode, since we are in a little bit of a time crunch and I didn't really have time to plan, I mean, I had all the time in the fucking world to plan an episode. I don't know why I didn't. I've been in bedridden for the last 5 days and I could have planned out an episode, but I just literally, guys, I'm not even kidding. Usually when I'm sick, it's like, okay, like I'll lay in bed all day, whatever. It's just like fun and cozy and like, you know, kind of nice sometimes being sick. Like, it obviously sucks being sick, like the sick part of it, and you feel like shit and you want to feel better, but also like laying in bed and like it being okay that you're not doing anything productive is okay because you're sick, like it's kind of nice. But I will say, I was so sick that I didn't even leave my room type shit. I didn't even get out of my bed. I was holding my pee and then I peed in a cup, and I'm kidding, I went to the bathroom, but I like barely got out of bed for a couple days. I had like my family bringing me soup in my room. Like, I was down bad. All I did was watch movies. On one of the days, I think it was Friday or Saturday, the only thing that I did besides just like go on my phone was watch the entire Wolf of Wall Street movie, which is like a 3-hour movie. I woke up at like 2 p.m. I ate some food and then I sat in my bed and watched the Wolf of Wall Street movie. I went on my phone for probably an hour and then I went back to bed. Like, that is how down bad I was. But the movie was great. I'd seen it before, but such a good movie. Also, I watched 13 Going on 30 this week. Such a good movie, you guys. I hadn't watched that since I was literally probably like 11 years old. If you guys are currently struggling with like wanting to grow up, like you guys feel like you're growing up a little too fast, or you feel like you kind of like rushed into maturing, because I feel like that's something that I did, watch this fucking movie before it's too late, okay? If you haven't seen the movie, or you just need a little reminder to take things slow and like enjoy your youth and enjoy being young, because once you get older, things get fucked. Like, actually, watch 13 Going on 30 if you need a little lesson on how to take things slow and enjoy the present moment, because I honestly really enjoyed watching that. I don't know, I watched like a bunch of movies, which was kind of nice, because I don't really watch movies. I don't have time to watch movies. Well, I do, because I have 4 hours every night to scroll on TikTok. Could watch a movie, but yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Today's episode, like I said, the whole point of me telling you that I watched all those movies and was laying in bed is because I was saying that I didn't plan an episode, which I could have because I was in bed all week. But I will say, actually, I wasn't in bed all week. I was in bed all weekend, you guys. I had weekend plans, and every time I get sick, it happens to be on a weekend. And then I miss out on the weekend, and then by the time I'm better, it's the week again, and I have to start working again, and it sucks. So, I don't know why I only get sick on weekends. It's kind of unfair, unfortunate, but life is life and it sometimes sucks, okay? Okay. Anyways, moral of this long ass tangent that is so unneeded, I didn't plan an episode like I've said 97 times. We all decided, if you guys are following the Things Could Be Worse pod Instagram account, I asked yesterday what kind of episode you guys want this week, and believe it or not, hella people said that they wanted a reading confessions or reading secrets episode again. So if you guys don't know, a while back I did a reading my listeners' biggest secrets. It did really well. You guys loved it. And I thought it would be fun to do a confessions episode today. So on the Instagram, I asked you guys to submit your confessions in relation to friendships, family, dating, breaking the law, cheating in school, like literally anything that you have a confession about, anything you've ever felt ashamed about or you have a little bit of guilt for, I told you to tell me and we're gonna read them. We're gonna react to them and I think it's gonna be fun. Okay, starting off is, I am falling for a guy that has a girlfriend and is the guy version of myself. Ooh, okay, baby. So, been there, done that. Little miss me, seventh grade, I was a homewrecker. I don't know what the fuck. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't want to like call her name out, but if you're not listening, she hates my guts. Not because of this. I actually don't know why she hates me. I feel like I should talk about that someday. The falling outs that I had with my friends in middle school, some of them were like fine, natural falling outs. But some of them were kind of traumatic. And I don't know who they were traumatic for. I think they were traumatic for both of us, but I don't know what happened, you guys. I like this one girl that I stole her boyfriend from her, which she should have fucking cut me off then. But dude, she just like cut me the fuck out of her life. Like out of nowhere, like blocked me on everything, like nothing happened. We just were like slowly falling apart, like weren't hanging out as much, you know, just like natural that happens in life. And this girl literally like wanted me dead, I swear. I don't know what happened. I hope she's doing well. Like, I genuinely hope that with my entire heart. I think about her all the fucking time. And it's like, oh, I want to, like, snap her, like, text her and be like, hope you're well, but I'm blocked. So I genuinely hope she's well, though, because I loved her. Like, I love her. But it was just, like, really weird. Anyways, don't be a homewrecker. I know you can, like, sometimes, you know, catch yourself in situations where you like somebody that is in a relationship. And not to say like maybe that relationship that they're in won't work out and then you can have them, but distance is the key. Do not get too close to that. Don't get in the middle of it. I know it can suck and it's like you can't help your feelings, but don't be that girl. You know what I mean? It's not good to be that girl. It's not a good look. It's not a good, you know, it's not good for your karma. if it was you in the relationship, you wouldn't want some home wrecking bitch coming in. I'm not calling you a home wrecking bitch. I've literally called myself that 10 minutes ago. Not 10 minutes ago, like 10 seconds ago. What the guys, I'm losing it. I haven't talked to anybody in like a week because I've been in my room and now I'm finally talking for the first time. And I already know this is going to be a chaotic episode. Every fucking episode is a chaotic episode. Hi. Hi. What? Oh, I think I have some sort of mental disorder. Yeah, that kind of sucks. I get it. But you can't. I'm sorry, you can't. You can't do it. And you can't. There's nothing else. You just can't. I know it sucks, but you have to get over it. It's just a little crush. Crushes come and go. Find somebody else to have a crush on that isn't in a relationship, preferably. Okay, somebody says, I'm in a really healthy relationship, but I've been missing my toxic ex. Oof. That's harsh. That's harsh. I don't necessarily have experience with this, but I can tell you that I've heard people talk about this, and it definitely has something to do with, like, trauma bonding and, like, maybe your past, like, something in you draws you to that toxicity, and it's not good, but it's just how your fucking mind and your soul are wired. And all I can say is it's okay to miss people, but don't act on it. Like, do not mess up a healthy, happy relationship. I mean, if you know deep down that the person you're with isn't the one for you, then cut it off and don't, like, you know, continue to string them along and, like, end up hurting them even worse in the long run. But it's normal to miss people. And, you know, just because you miss somebody doesn't mean you want to get back with them. So I think, honestly, it's fine. Just, again, don't act on it. Like, don't fucking reach out and, like, contact them, because that's just going to cause, like, a whole different set of problems. And, like, you're in a relationship. You need to have, you know, respect and boundaries when it comes to that. But, yeah, I feel you. Like, it's normal, I think, to have those feelings, so maybe that validates you, but just, again, don't act on it. Like, don't go crawling back to them or anything like that, and don't mess up a perfectly good thing for something that isn't perfectly good. When I go to Target, I steal a bunch of stuff, even from the Ulta. Girl, I actually can't incriminate myself online. Don't do that. Shoplifting is, like, fun until it isn't fun at all and you get caught. I know Target has a policy where they, like, have really good security cameras, like facial recognition. Maybe this is a rumor, maybe not. But I've heard that, you know, Target knows damn well when people are stealing from them, and they wait till you hit a certain price to be able to give you, like, a felony for shoplifting. So if you keep coming into the same location, stealing, slowly stealing more, once you hit, like, $2,000 or whatever it is, they will then call the authorities and, like, have you arrested, because they have, like, all of this record, all of this security footage of you stealing from over the years, and you've reached the level where it's, like, no longer just, like, a little innocent, like, shoplifting crime. Like, you took, like, a piece of candy from the shelf and walked out. It's, like, a fucking felony. I get people will say, like, steal from big corporations. Obviously never steal from, like, little mom and pop type shops. Like, that's fucked up. Like, if you're stealing from, like, family-owned businesses and stuff, don't be that bitch. But also, I don't want to say that it's okay to, like, steal from Target, because I don't want you guys to get in trouble, and that's against the law, and I do break the law sometimes. But, like, God, I'm gonna get myself in trouble this episode, it sounds like. Yeah, I would stop, because it can be addicting. Like, from what I've heard, it can literally be, like, it's an adrenaline rush, and it can be, like, addicting. People get, like, addicted to it. So I would say try to stop, because it's really not good. But whatever, I don't know. My 2-month situationship with this one guy just ended, and now my best friend and roommate revealed she liked him this whole time. Oh my God. I honestly would have kept that to myself. You know what I mean? Like, why'd she have to share that? You know, like, people, again, can't help who they like, which, I mean, it's ended, so it doesn't really matter now, but, like, damn. Imagine you guys were, like, still together, and she just, like, secretly liked him. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, damn. I don't really know what to say besides damn. That's tough. But yeah, if that was me, if I was the roommate, best friend, I would totally keep that to myself. Nobody needs to know that info. I stand up when I wipe my butt. Honestly, same sometimes. I feel like sometimes you get a better angle. I don't think that's something to be ashamed of or like a confession. I get it can be like a little unconventional, but I don't think it's a, you know, a shameful thing. Someone said, I think I've had a yeast infection for almost a year and haven't gone to the doctor. Girl, go to the doctor. I promise you, go to the doctor, because that shit like that can just continue to get worse and worse. And if you have like one problem, it can stem into like a million different problems. I don't mean to scare you, but like go to the doctor. They're literally going to prescribe you antibiotics and it's going to be over. And it's so simple and so easy. And it's so normal to go to the gynecologist and be like, hey, I'm having this problem. And like, it's fine. Like, I promise you, it's fine. I don't know what the reason for not going to the doctor is, because yeast infections suck. I don't know how you've dealt with that for a year straight. Absolutely not. But I definitely recommend going to the doctor. That does not sound good at all. Someone said, I wish this were anonymous, ... Gave my boyfriend a PJ in the school elevator, LOL, no one else knows. That's fucking hilarious. Imagine I just aired all these people out, like I said their usernames. Because like when you submit these... But I'm not, like, clicking on your guys' profiles. I mean, if I'm really interested, now that you said that I'm kind of interested, I might click on your profile. But, yeah, sorry it's not anonymous, but I would never, like, share who these are from or anything. But that's fucking hilarious. I mean, I, you know, wouldn't do that myself. And I definitely made fun, not made fun of, but, like, I participated in convos about stuff like that at my school. Like, when we found out, like, people, like, somebody gave head in the staircase, like it probably wasn't even true, but I definitely laughed about that. So hopefully people don't find out, because it'll go around like wildfire. But I think that's kind of fucking funny. But is there not security cameras in your guys' elevators? Because I feel like elevators have security cameras. Hopefully not, bitch. Once I threw a rock over my house and it hit my parents' brand new car's windshield. Fuck, that is not good. Did they find out that it was you? I wish I had more context. Like, I wish I could like call you guys in the moment and be like, what else happened? That's funny. I mean, not funny, because that's fucked, but shit happens. The things you do like when you're younger is just so funny. I'm getting an IUD on Monday and me and my mom are hiding it from my dad. Honestly, I feel like this is so common. Or like, I have a friend that, you know, she once needed a plan B, and like her and her mom, I like hid it from her dad. And I feel like that's so common. I feel like dads just like don't need to know about like things that their daughters are doing. Like, and honestly, like, you should share info with somebody that's like responsible. Like, if you're sexually active, like, you need to be smart and safe and whatever. But I don't think that's something you need to like have conversations with your parents and stuff about. Obviously, when it comes to like getting an IUD, that's something bigger. And like, I would recommend, you know, having your mom like come along with you, or, you know, whatever. But also, like, if you know your parents are gonna get like pissed at you, or like think of you different, or like feel some type of way about it, like, if I can go do it and not tell them. Like, that's how I feel about it, at least. And like, I feel like once, I don't know what the age is. Maybe it's 18, actually. I don't know. I feel like you can like go get an IUD without your parents knowing before you're 18. Maybe not. Maybe that's not true. But honestly, I respect that. Like, I get it. Like, you don't need to share that with your dad. I don't know how your dad is, but I know how a lot of dads are. And like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Somebody said, I blocked this girl who found my mental health podcast and website because she was using me as a lifeline and would text me when she relapsed. I feel bad, but good, because my mental. Ooh, that's tough. I get that. Honestly, I have had friends like that. Not recently at all, but I've had friends that are like very, 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 that's not the right setup, that were struggling very much so mentally. And, you know, when you're so consumed in trying to help that other person and like, you know, basically be their lifeline, it damages your own mental health so much. And I feel like we don't talk about that enough. Like, obviously, people that are going through tough times and that need people for support deserve to have that. And if you have a friend that's really suffering mentally, or you're suffering like a lot mentally, it's important to have a friend that is there for you and will listen to you and will help you through those times. But when you're the friend that's constantly like carrying your friend on like your back, or carrying a person like through whatever they're going through, it can be very damaging to your own mental health. And I think it's really important to know when, like to set boundaries. Like, it, and it feels horrible. It feels horrible because it's like, I'm so selfish. Like, this person is going through all of this and I'm worried about how it's affecting me. Like, it feels so selfish and so horrible to do. But at the end of the day, like, your own mental health is so important. And if you are with somebody, you know, that is like damaging your mental health and like continuing to take a toll on you and like, you know, whatever, it can like really fuck with you, and you deserve to like not be 100% always their person. And I know that sucks and it might seem selfish, but it's like, no, you deserve to live your own life. Like, your job in this world is not to be their only support system and like their only go-to person. And like, yeah, like it's good to be that for somebody, but it gets to a point where it's just too much and it starts, you know, making your mental go fucking crazy. So, I get it. Like, I definitely get it. I've cut off, friends in the past that were so, this sounds so fucked up saying it out loud, but like, I had friends that I felt like gave me fucking mental health issues because of their mental health issues. And damn, nobody fucking talks about this. And I hate that I'm saying this out loud because it makes me sound like a bad person or a bad friend. But I was so consumed in this person's life and their mental illnesses that I started learning about mental illnesses, and I started being surrounded by it all the time, that I honestly like convinced myself, and she convinced me, that like I also had these illnesses, and like not in like a bad way, but I was like, you know what, I sometimes feel like that. But it was not like, you're not my psychiatrist, you can't diagnose me. And it got to a point where I was like, this friendship is so mentally draining, like I can't keep, you know, being around this and being in this constantly. So I get it. When I was drunk, I took a whole lacrosse bag full of gear from my college. That's funny. No, it's not. Stealing is not funny, but also like, it's kind of funny. I've been hooking up with my brother's best friend for 8 months. Hashtag regret. Ooh, that's tough. Dude, some of these things, it's like, I want to comment on and I want to like give advice or like say things, and I honestly feel like I don't even know what to say. That's crazy. Someone said, I'm 18 and hooked up with my 48-year-old boss for a $3 raise. ... Made that bank though. Jesus Christ. I support you for getting your bag. I love that you got your bag, but I feel like that's wrong. I feel like your boss is a bad person for doing that. Isn't that like, I don't know, it gives like groomy. I don't know. Live your best life though, I guess. Those are like some canon event things. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I literally don't even know how to comment on that. Again, guys, some of these things I'm just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I sound like a man too, and it's pissing me off. I don't like the way that my voice sounds. That's also why I don't have headphones on, because my ear is clogged and it sounds so fucked. Like, in my ear, it sounds terrible. Someone said, I vape and I want to quit but won't because I'm too addicted. Dude, that's so real. Like, nicotine vaping is so fucking addictive. I don't care what anybody says. If you currently do not vape and you haven't vaped and you whatever, never try that shit, you guys. It is actually crazy. Like, I know everybody talks about it, like, oh my god, the vaping epidemic, like, vaping so bad. It's literally so bad. And I feel like the amount of young people, like, probably, I don't know where the threshold, probably like 26, I feel like 26 year olds and down are fucked. Like, I feel like that's, like, the generation that started vaping. And it's, like, these fucking, like, middle schoolers are vaping. And it's so bad. And I know so many people that are super addicted and they want to quit more than anything, but they can't because it's literally that addictive. And, I mean, they could quit if they put their minds to it, but it's fucking hard. It's, you know what I mean? So don't get into it. Do not vape. Like, it's actually so fucking stupid and pointless. And it's really hard to quit once you get hooked. So there's that. So once I had this guy over and he was making me laugh so hard that I peed myself. Not only did this happen one time, but three times. I kept kept on having to blame it on the fact that I sat in water or something ridiculous, then would change my pants. What the fuck? How do you piss yourself three times? Actually, I will say, I had a friend that had like a serious peeing. Actually, I had two friends that had period problems, peeing problems. I think it has something, I feel like during puberty, something can happen with like your hormones, or like you can have like an actual bladder issue, because it isn't normal to just like laugh and pee yourself constantly. But I had this one friend that would get scared and pee, or laugh and pee. And I had this other friend that would get blackout drunk and pee. Okay, that's a different story. But that's not good, but that's fucking funny. It sucks that that happened, but honestly, it's kind of a hilarious story. Someone said, I went to my boyfriend's hoco, who lives 30 minutes away. I told my mom I was staying at the girl that goes to his school's house because I didn't want to drive home after the hangout. She made me give her an address, and I even have Life 360. After the hangout, I gave my phone to one of the girls to make her think her house. I gave her my phone to one of the girls to take to her, house, so my mom would think I stayed the night over there. She literally texted me at 2 a.m, and one of the girls had to answer for me. Me and my boyfriend had to go pick up my phone in the morning, and she still has no idea. I know so many people that have done that. Honestly, like, it's not even, like, a big deal. I feel like if you have, like, strict parents, or, you know, parents that aren't okay with you, like, doing certain things that you want to do anyways, I don't know. I don't think it's that deep. I have so many friends that would leave their phones, or, you know, connect their Life 360 to their iPad and leave their iPad at the friend's house. I honestly, fuck it. Like, did you have a good time? I hope so. I, female, cheated on my boyfriend with my brother's girlfriend. What in the fuck? That's crazy. Wow. I don't even know, again, what to say about that. That's pretty insane. Definitely don't suggest that, getting yourself in that situation. But since it already happened, I guess, I don't know. That's even, like, something, like, I do not think cheating is okay in any sense, and I think that you're wrong for that. And I especially think it's wrong because you didn't only hurt your boyfriend. Like, if this came out, you didn't only hurt your boyfriend, but you hurt your brother as well, because, like, that would fuck up their relationship, possibly. Probably. Not possibly. Like, it would. Like, his girlfriend hooked up with his little sister. Yeah, dude, that's something, like, you can't even say. Like, I do not believe in lying. I don't believe in cheating. But, like, if you say that, that's going to, like, really fuck some things up. Oh, my God. This one's kind of crazy. Okay, so a couple years ago, I was supposed to be staying the night at a friend's house. There was a whole group of girls sleeping there, and there ended up being a fight that I decided to leave because of. I got back to my house around 8 p.m. and went straight to my room in the basement. A couple hours later, I heard the garage door open and somebody get home. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but when I went up to get a snack later, I caught my dad on the couch with another woman. My parents are still married. That was in parentheses. My mom was out of town for work this weekend, and that's why she wasn't there. I've been holding on to this secret ever since. Dude, that is so fucked up. I actually can't imagine that. I'm so sorry that you had to, like, witness that. One, that's shitty of your dad, obviously. Fuck that. I really think you should tell your mom. At this point, like, they're still together. I mean, I don't know, dude, but that's, like, kind of crazy to be like, 3 years ago I saw this. Dude, that's insane. I don't know what to say besides I'm sorry, and that is probably so heavy, like, carrying that, and, like, just knowing that, and knowing that your dad also knows that you know that. That's insane. So he came home with this woman or whatever and thought that you were at your friend's house, but really you were in the basement, and then he came up to get a little snacky snack, and oh my God, that's actually so fucked. I'm very sorry. Someone said, sometimes I climb out of a window at work to avoid saying goodbye to my coworkers. damn, you must have terrible coworkers. But also, I get saying goodbye to people. Like, at parties and stuff, I am such a fan of the Irish goodbye. I cannot, like, unless I'm really in, like, a good mood at the end of a party, like, when I'm leaving or, like, the end of a night. It is so, like, annoying having to say goodbye to everyone. So I honestly get it. I feel you. That's really funny, though. I have a crush on this boy, but I added one of his besties on Snap, and we've been talking back and forth. He has a crush on me, and I think I'm leading him on, but I like his best friend. Oof, that is not good. I would recommend, like, stopping talking to him. At least, like, don't talk to him as much as you have been, because it's not nice to lead people on, especially if you know that you like his best friend. I get it. You don't have to, like, cut him off, but I guess maybe, you know, hint at the fact. I mean, maybe you don't want to say that because you don't want, like, the guy to find out that you like him. But maybe, like, hint at the fact you like somebody else. Because leading people on isn't funny. I know it can be, like, fun, like, ooh, little game. But it's not. Like, that's somebody's feelings. You don't want to hurt this guy. So I would honestly, like, stop talking to him as much. Or, like, make a comment about the fact that you like someone else. Or something like that. We were at a party. Everyone was a little dizzy. I love that you use dizzy, because I use dizzy. And I hooked up with my friend's crush. Oh, again, not a good one. I get it. I don't get it. I would not actually do that. I don't have any experience doing that. But I'm saying I get why we're confessing these things, because they aren't good. I think it's fine. I think don't beat yourself up about it. I think that that's kind of a shitty thing to do. And I think that you're not inherently a shitty friend. But if you knew that she likes him, why would you hook up with him? That's not very nice. But life is life and we must move on, right? Yeah. Last summer, I was at a party and I was very drunk. I got the urge that I needed to vomit and I knew I did not have much time. I didn't know where the bathroom was because it was my first time ever being in this kid's basement. So I ran around until I found an empty closet. I proceeded to throw up in this closet and then shut the door, walk away, and I haven't told anybody about it to this day. Funny story, I actually know somebody that threw up in somebody's closet one time and then tried to just leave it there and act like it didn't exist. Fuck you for that. This person's actually very close to me. Dude, I get it. Like, shit like that happens, but, you know, it's better for your conscience. I mean, too late fucking now. Too late now. Shit happens. That type of shit happens all the time. It sucks and it was honestly disrespectful, but when you're fucking blacked out drunk, vomiting, like, to the point where you're puking in people's closets, you know, you don't have your head on probably as straight as it should be. But yeah, I wonder, like, if they've opened that closet. Like, is it a popular closet in their house, or is it just, like, a basement closet that's never opened? Like, have they cleaned it up? Have they discovered it, do you think? That's something to be curious about. Like, I wish you said, like, people were trying to figure out who it was or something. Because that's what happened in the scenario I'm talking about, where somebody puked in a closet. Like, they found the puke that night. And then that person at the party was like, I didn't fucking do that. I didn't do that. That wasn't me. But, like, it was you. Ew, that's so gross. I'm sorry. See, I'm trying to be nice because, like, I want to respect all of your guys' confessions and, like, things that you've done. But in the case that I'm talking about, when it was my own personal experience and this happened, fuck that person. So fuck you, honestly. You should have fucking told somebody. But I get it. You're drunk. I get it. I once peed in a Walmart dressing room. Why? Did you really have to go that bad that you couldn't just walk out of the dressing room and walk to the bathroom? Because Walmart's got bathrooms. I'm confused. Dude, I've actually heard some crazy stories, though, about people just, like, pissing and shitting in random places. Like, my friend Ryan, she used to work at a tanning salon in my town, and she would have to, like, go in and clean the beds after people use them and, like, take the trash out and whatnot. And she, like, there was multiple times where they would find, like, piss and shit in the garbage cans in there for whatever reason. And I'm pretty positive that this salon, I mean, I know this salon has a restroom. What are we doing, you guys? Like, I get it, like, when you're tanning, like, you're naked, and, like, maybe you have to go really bad, but for it to happen, like, pretty consistently just blew my mind. Like, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing? I just can't imagine, like, getting down. Did you, like, squat in the Walmart dressing room? Or how did that go? You know what I mean? I'm just confused how that was, you know, you were like, oh, I kind of have to pee right now. And you were already in the dressing room. You're like, might as well. Also, most dressing rooms are like hardwood floor. Was it carpet or was it hardwood? I feel like Walmart's not hardwood. What is Walmart? Like tile? Oh my goodness. So yeah, actually, I don't really like that you did that. And I think that you should never do that again. That's something I can't get behind. Pissing in a dressing room? Yeah, definitely not. One time I was trying to send nudes on Snapchat over to my boyfriend and I ended up clicking on the wrong name and sent them. Who did you send them to? Let's find out. I sent them to this kid that I've never met in person but talked to frequently. I just played it off like I meant to do it because I was so embarrassed. This must have been before Snapchat had the delete feature, because I would have deleted those puppies real freaking fast. You know how you can like delete messages now? But that's fairly new. I feel like that's within the last like year and a half, 2 years maybe. So if this happened more than that ago, I get how you couldn't delete them. But damn, that's tough. That is really tough. It's like, wow, I accidentally just cheated on somebody. Like, that's a time where it's like, damn, like, I accidentally cheated. Dude, what do you even do? Do you, like, tell your boyfriend? No, because I feel like, I mean, he didn't mean to. I wouldn't want that to. That's so fucked. I feel bad. I know that, like, that happens to a lot of people. I don't personally know how you could do that. But also, like, I get it. Like, everything on Snapchat looks the same. Like, it, especially if you, like, double-click to reply and you're not just, like, taking a picture and scrolling through the list. Like, if you, like, double-click to reply and you accidentally double-click on the wrong person and end up sending them nudes and, like, don't check the little name at the top. Tough. Moral of the story, my point, my advice here, don't send nudes. Especially on Snapchat. Actually, Snapchat would be better than anywhere else, in my opinion, because then you know if they screenshot. But, you know, there's always the double phone method. You know, you take a picture of the nude on the phone with another phone. I just don't like sending nudes. Unless you're, like, in a very committed relationship, you're out of high school, done with all of that bullshit. Like, y'all should see the football group chat at your, the boys' football group chat at your high school. It's popping off with nudes constantly of all these bitches that you know. It's fucking horrible. Don't do it, because at some point, one of those nudes is going to get sent around. Even if you don't know about it, that's like the worst part. You know, there's always those stories about girls who get their nudes sent around and then they become like depressed because, you know, like their nudes are going around and it's embarrassing and they're so like shameful and stuff. There's that side of it. Like, obviously that sucks. Sorry, I don't know why I laughed. That's not funny. But then there's the side of it where, like, nobody tells the girl that her nudes are going around. It's just all in this guy's group chat. There's a guy's group chat that's full of nudes, I promise you. I promise you. At least at my school there was. And I've seen the fucking group chat. And I've seen the saved nudes in there. And it's like, no, you don't want to be that person. If you're going to send nudes, I don't recommend it at all, ever, because you just don't know. Like, I don't do that. Like, I've been dating my boyfriend for, like, 3 years, and, like, you can rarely catch. No, absolutely not. I'm just, like, paranoid, and especially being, like, so public online and, like, having a presence. Like, if one day my nudes were to get posted online, actually, I'd start an OnlyFans. That's what I would do. I would, because it's, like, at that point, might as well profit on it. Make some lucrative cash on it. But yeah. All right, you guys, that's going to be it for this episode. I kind of wish some of them were a little bit juicy. I feel like towards the end, we got some good ones. I was just like scrolling through in order. So those were like the most recently submitted ones. But yeah, y'all need help. Y'all need Jesus. No, for real though, I think most of these things, besides like the ones where like, you guys are kind of doing shitty things, like, forgive yourself. It's not that big of a deal. Life moves on, but some of you guys are fucked up. Like, why are we pissing and shitting in laundry rooms? That was not somebody's submission. I don't know why that just came out. All right, I love you guys so much. Review and rate the pod 5 stars if you haven't already on Spotify and Apple. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching visually. Give it a thumbs up. Give me a comment. You guys know the vibe. Be interactive. I need you guys to comment more. Like, tell me how you feel about the episode or certain things that you thought were funny or interesting or that really hit home, like for advice and shit. Comment, interact with me. I love it more than anything. I read all my comments always, like on both YouTube channels, this YouTube channel and my main channel, Bailey Diedrich. I love reading comments. People say not to read the comments, but I don't really get too much hate. Don't hate on me. You know what I mean? I don't need any like ugly allegations or any like, I don't need anything like that. Okay. Don't hate on me, but leave me comments. Okay. It's so much fun for me. And also follow the TikTok and the Instagram at Things Could Be Worse Pod. Love you guys, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.